And now, the internationally recognized, critically acclaimed, world-famous Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
We have Art Bell and General Jonathan Jameson with us later on tonight. Also, Frank Gray's Hollywood Minute. With me is Vernon Dozier, who is with Belmar Academy, the varsity football coach there, and a man who is about to celebrate, actually, his, I believe, his 200th win as the football coach at Belmar Academy. We'd like to bring him on the line. But talk a little bit more about than just the things about football, Coach Dozier. And but again, congratulations to you on that. You're also, I understand, going for a couple of other firsts this year.
We are, Phil. We're looking to win our fourth Oak Valley title and the unprecedented fourth divisional title. We've also won the Southern Section twice. So with the 200th win this year, it will conclude 23 years of something I'll never forget. Great association with Belmar Academy.
Coach, is Belmar a co-ed school?
It is co-ed. It is a Roman Catholic college preparatory high school.
And you've been there. You were there at last week's homecoming dance for the Turning Alumni. Is that correct?
Yes, Phil. We had it that evening, a game against Rio Verde that we won, by the way, which put us a game closer to another league title. And we've worked very hard to achieve that. But, yes, we did have our homecoming.
Congratulations on that. And the homecoming dance last week, there were a number of players that came to the dance after the game, right?
We had a number of our players, yeah. We want our players to be at the school functions. So, yes, we encourage them.
All right, now I'd imagine one of the things I'm getting to, and you know what I'm getting to here, is the fact that there is a breathalyzers are being used at high school dances, correct?
Very, very true, Phil, and the reason for that is to discourage teenage drinking, which has become such a epidemic, really, in our country. So we do use those. There are three individuals who chaperoned the dance last week. One of them was Dean Ederman, who is our Dean of Discipline, myself, and our security guard, who is Ray Tomlinson. And if we find any alcohol, of course, if we determine there's mouthwash or something like that, but if we find any alcohol at all, I will tell you very directly that young person does not get into the dance. And furthermore, the parents of that student are also called. And that is after, of course, we have our discussion, but I will tell you they don't get it at all.
Well, when you say you discuss with other staff members, what are you discussing?
Well, you discuss in the event that if one of our players is involved.
That's what I'm getting. Are the football players separated out from the breathalyzing?
No, they are not, Phil. They are definitely breathalyzed. But I do want to know if any of our players are involved, as I'm sure you would understand that.
Absolutely.
So we tell the football players that they represent us, that they are the first face that many people see of our school, and we expect absolute 100% behavior as young gentlemen out there. This season, Phil, we're going for, as I said, another Oak Valley title, and more really the point, I think the kids want to do something for me, and I appreciate that. They want to reach out and do something for me.
Well, you mentioned at the beginning of this, your 23rd season.
My 23rd, 7 Oak Valley titles, 3 divisional titles.
But when you're separating the football players from the breathalyzer, does it mean that they are getting some special treatment?
No, it doesn't mean they're getting special treatment at all, Phil. It means that we don't encourage our players to drink. I tell you, what it does mean is that those young men have worked very hard. And they want to do something special for me by winning my 200th game this year. And we are on a different schedule this year, Phil. We are playing some Los Angeles City teams now. And that means we go inside the city of Los Angeles to play some of our opponents. And you know that a great many of them have the many great black players. And I think a coach is fully understood if he sees that his players, they want to let their hair down a little bit. But I am not going to.
All right, well, you talked to Dean Ederman about the players drinking after some parents called. One of them was a Karen Rustic whose daughter was not allowed to get out of a car being driven by a, you know this kid, Tom Vettellini?
Tommy Vettellini's our starting quarterback. And let me tell you what happened. This young lady, Amber Rustic, she was with Tom. Apparently she showed him her breast. And I was discouraged to hear that. It discouraged me because I thought that I felt she was a young lady that could be
So this young man got drunk and was not letting this girl out of the car.
No, I don't think that you should say he wasn't letting her out of the car. I think what happened was is she, as Tommy told me and his parents told me, she pulled her blouse open and paraded, you know, just kind of paraded him around for him. And that's when he got, as young men will.
Well, here's the reason, Coach. I mean, I got called by some of these parents. That's why we're having you on the line here.
Well, look, I talked to Dean Ederman about all of this, and we shook hands, and I said I'd take care of it. Didn't
we? Well, I don't know if you took care of it the way that a lot of parents want you to. I'm not judging you, but the parents called. The mother said her daughter wasn't allowed to get out of a car. She feels that her daughter was sort of terrorized.
Well, I understand, but Tommy needs to play, and they don't want him to play in the football game. That's why they're calling, and the reason why they don't want him to play in the football game is because Karen Rustic graduated from Rio Verde, which is the next team we're playing, and so she wants to see me fail because her alma mater is who we're playing, and I guess, and forgive me for saying, but I guess somebody she's having some kind of an illicit sexual affair with is a teacher over there. And when I say illicit, she's not married to the man, and they've seen each other. They've been seen in some downtown clubs. So I would simply say this.
Wait a minute. The mother who's making the charge against this Tommy Vettellini, the mother of the daughter.
That's correct.
Is having an affair with a teacher over at this school you're going to be playing, and they've been seen in what downtown clubs are you talking about?
I'm talking about these places, jazz places. I'm not talking about, a Bennigan's. I think you know what I mean. These are places, a lot of smoke-filled rooms, a lot of jazz, a lot of saxophones playing, and a lot of race mixing.
All right.
Phil, what you need to know, and I think what everybody needs to know, America, we're doing our best, but America wouldn't be what it is were it not for football. And,
but does that mean you give the football players a pass? They're allowed to drink and get into the dances. They're allowed to drink and perhaps behave in an ungentlemanly way with a young lady because they play football?
Not at all, no. But I got to tell you, I have to acknowledge that it makes me feel sentimental that my boys want to win so bad for me that when I hear about a kid who was sitting in a parked car with a girl and she opened up her blouse and said, "Have a look. Take a good long look at these." I feel for that boy. I feel he's being abused.
All right. Now I want to give our phone number out to our listeners who are listening here tonight. We're talking with Coach Vernon Dozier of Belmar Academy. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686 is the number. Coach Dozier has been not only a successful football coach, but he was chaperoning a homecoming dance. Some of the football players, all of the students are breathalyzed before they go into the dance. And some of these football players got into the dance after drinking. One of your team players, who was the star of the team, the quarterback, was apparently... one of the parents had a question as to how he behaved with her daughter. I'm asking you, you seem to be very clear that you're letting ball players get in after drinking, but not other students.
I'm not letting the players get in after drinking, Phil. I think that's a misnomer. I think what I'm doing is I'm acknowledging very hard work on the part of young men who, after 23 years, when I walk off that field for the last time, and the students, the associated students, and the assembled administration of Belmar Academy, name that field after me, Vernon Dozier Field, I would be lying if I said a tear didn't pop into my eye. And when those young people want to do that for me...
That's a great thing for them to do, but you're not letting the kids in drunk, are you?
I'm not letting them in drunk. But if I see some kid who's got the corn sticker on his binder and is a known marijuana smoker or something like that, and he's been drinking, or one of my boys who is a good boy, a good football player, a very fine football player, and he has alcohol in his blood, which one do I let in? You see, I personally would let the football player in. I'm not going to let in some kid with the corn and all of that. And you see, So you need to understand that, and I think a lot of parents need to understand that. And I try to educate parents.
Well, I mean, you got parents here that are upset that their daughter, this one daughter, was touched, and some of the kids.
She wasn't touched. She's the one that touched him. All right.
Well, the fact is, the mother says her daughter was terrorized.
I don't believe that she was terrorized, Phil. I don't like the use of that word. And let me tell you who would be terrorized. If I go 23 seasons and I don't make it to 200 wins and we don't win the Oak Valley title, then I'm terrorized. It's a terrorizing thing for me. All right, so...
all right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686 with Coach Vernon Dozier, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Talk Radio's Speed Trap. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I got Coach Dozier on the line here, and we're talking on the program tonight. We're talking a little bit, of course, about the fact that there is breathalyzing going on at high school dances, which I understand. I'm not against that. Some of the players on your football team got in. And some of the players on your football team, at least one of the players, was accused of a, not rape, and it was anything like that.
Well, I think any time you say that a young man doesn't let a girl out of a car, I think you might as well be saying that he's a rapist. And I think that Karen Rustick is out of bounds. I think she is out of bounds, Phil.
Well, I mean, she said her daughter was frightened.
I talked to Tommy Vettellini, who's been one of our top, been a great player for us for a long time. And I said to him, were you inappropriate with that girl? He said to me, Coach, I swear, I didn't do anything. She took my hand, and she put it somewhere. And I said to him...
did you talk to the mother about this?
Well, the mother is one of these, as I said, she's hysterical, and she is dating a jazz musician or something. I don't know what the...
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Taylor, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Coach, you know, I understand you have a great football team and all, but the issue is you're letting players in regardless, you know, you're letting a kid in regardless if he's a player or not. You're letting him in above, you
well,
know,
I'm not,
breaking,
I'm not,
breaking the school rule.
I'm not encouraging the boys to drink. I don't want you to feel I'm encouraging the boys to drink. What I'm saying is this. I think that there are some students that you're going to cut some slack for. I don't know how far out of high school you are, but... I'm sure you know that the students that work hard and show they're dedicated are allowed to let their hair down or what have you. I've got a young team. They're going for a seventh consecutive Oak Valley title.
So that doesn't matter, sir. With all due respect...
Well, why does that not matter?
Is
that not an
achievement? Your football team is put aside. It's about what's right, and what's right,
all right,
is you don't let any kid in.
Is this right to have a girl sit in a car with you and then show you what she's got, and then of course the kid's going to want to take a drink after that.
You know, totally. I you know, love girls just as much as the next guy
does. Wait a minute, I want to ask you, what do you mean, of course you're going to want to take a drink after that? That's not necessarily true.
Well, all right. You know, but Tommy, I think there was an understanding with this young lady, and apparently she reneged on it.
Well, they're both underage kids, so I don't know, whatever understanding they had, they shouldn't be engaged in sex, should they?
I'll leave that to someone else to judge. But to answer this gentleman's question, should players be allowed to get in drunk? No. Should they be held to the same standards? Absolutely. Do I favor a young man in a varsity jacket as opposed to some pothead? Yes, I do. Do I favor a young man who has just worked his tail off to win our ninth consecutive Oak Valley Division Section 3 title over some guy with a corn sticker on his binder? Yes, I do. Do I favor...
All right, okay, so I understand that there's certain students that are going to be in favor as opposed to others.
That is correct. I hope that answers the gentleman's question.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, sir. 1-800-449-8686. Tom, go ahead. Or Joe, go ahead.
Hey, I have a question for the coach.
Yes,
he mentioned something about race mixing before when he was talking about the jazz club. I was wondering if the coach could clarify his comments there.
I mentioned that...
is this Mrs. Rustick?
Karen Rustick dates some kind of a jazz musician.
Well, what does race mixing mean, though?
Well, I mean, he is a... my understanding, he's an African-American...
is that a problem?
...saxophone player. I don't think it's a problem.
So why do you bring it up, then?
Well, let me ask you this. When your young daughter is, with my top quarterback, and you're accusing my quarterback of certain things, and meanwhile you're down.
But what does that have to do with race?
Smoking a cup. I'm sorry.
What does that have to do with race?
Well, I find nothing. There's not a racist bone in my body.
No, you mentioned race mixing as if that's a bad thing. They're down there doing race mixing.
You said as if that's a bad thing. How did I make it sound bad?
Because you're mentioning it. Why even bring it up in the first place?
I wanted to point out that her mother is doing race mixing. No, her mother's spending evenings at a jazz club.
With not white people, is that a bad thing?
I said mixing, so I'm sure there's some whites.
Now, what's wrong with that? Why is that a bad thing?
There's nothing bad about it. I think when
why do you even bring it up then?
Well, it's not about race mixing. I think it's about going out with
saxophone. You use the words race mixing.
Is the gentleman going to allow me to answer, Mr. Andreas?
Let him get an answer out here, Roger.
All right, go ahead.
Number one, many of the great saxophone players are black. That's all I'm saying.
Is she going out with a black saxophone player? Is that it?
And I've got a problem with that. Not because he's black.
Why do you mention
because
race?
Because she's spending her evenings on a. Since when does a mother spend her Wednesday nights at a jazz club?
I don't care. You keep mentioning race mixing and like as if that's a bad thing.
Let the record show you've used the term more than I have.
Well, you're the one whose sheet is coming out of the closet there, buddy.
Well, you can call me what you want.
Well, you're a racist. You're definitely a closeted racist for sure.
No, I'm not.
Oh, yeah, come on.
No,
yes,
I'm not.
You are.
No,
come
I'm not.
Come on, just come on and
no,
say you definitely are.
No, I'm not.
The 1950s are over, buddy.
I know.
No, you don't know. You're
yes,
mentioning
I do
race
know.
Mixing.
No, I, so?
You're a clown.
Look, I know more about,
how much of a joke
you know,
are.
I know more about jazz clubs than you do, so who's the racist? Who's more comfortable in the jazz club, me or you? The answer is me.
You're the one mentioning that.
You
she's
get nervous
down there,
around spades?
She's at a jazz club.
I want to ask you, do you get nervous around spades or not? Because
Wait a minute. What do you mean spades?
What did he just say?
What do you mean spades?
What does that mean?
It's a common jazz term.
No, that is a racist comment right there.
No, it's not. That's a common jazz term. I asked you, do you get nervous around spooks? Do you?
Mr. Dozier, those are insulting terms.
Not used in the context of a jazz club.
What do you mean in the context of a jazz club?
In jazz clubs, whites and blacks kid with each other that way.
It's
very, very common. You know, this guy didn't know what he's talking about. Why don't you get back to your job there, seating people at Denny's or whatever it is you're doing.
Why don't you go back to your job burning crosses, buddy?
Let me ask something.
Yeah,
you got caught tonight being a racist.
I don't think you care.
You don't care. Why do you care? You're white. Now, it means that you don't care. You're white. You ever eaten at Sambo's? Gotcha.
What do you mean, gotcha?
Have you ever eaten at Sambo's, yes or no?
What are you talking about? I never even heard of that.
You've never heard of Sambo? Boy, you are a liar.
Sambo what? Sambo the little boy?
No, Sambo the coffee shop.
What is this guy talking about?
I'm talking about Sambo's the coffee shop. Don't tell me you don't know about that place.
I don't know about that place.
I'd like to go on the record and say that your callers are liars and that they are.
Well, wait a minute. Sambo's closed down a long time ago. There was a coffee shop chain called Sambo's.
I don't know that. I never heard of that place.
Oh, yeah, you don't know that. You're calling me from the deep south, aren't you?
No, I'm calling from California, you idiot.
What a cracker.
All right.
Why don't you have this racist coach on there?
1-800-449-8686. I don't like the term spade.
No, you use it in the context of a jazz club. There's nothing wrong with it.
But does that mean that whites and blacks in a jazz club call each other these names?
They're not names, Mr. Henry. You just go, I don't even know how to say it.
Well, in any event, what do you know about jazz clubs? I mean, you don't like this mother of this Amber Rustic going to a jazz club on a Wednesday night.
No, I don't.
Does she work there?
My understanding is she does, yeah.
All right, well, that's her job, right?
Well, okay. If you call that a job, I mean, she says she does the lighting for this jazz club. I mean, what's that about? Meanwhile, my top quarterback, my star quarterback wants to go into the NFL. Meanwhile, Amber's mother is fooling around with lights in a jazz joint. Who would you rather sit down and have drinks with?
Somebody who works in a jazz club, not a quarterback.
Boy, I feel sorry for you and many of your listeners.
All right. Well, I tell you what, Coach, you think about what you just said to me, and I'll think about what I said to you. I think I'm going to still feel better about what I said. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686.
Pilot high and deep.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, Vernon Dozier was with us. Coach Dozier, thank you very much. We're in the middle of a news break there. Did you have a recording? You said that you did play briefly in a jazz group.
I was a jazz player. I should turn that up a little bit. You can hear some of the... That's a number, Phil, I used to do called short sax. And I played at the time, and I turned my life over to Jesus Christ after that. I was playing saxophone in a band. It was a three-piece band in a, I guess you call it a burlesque house. And so I've ever since then I've had a real, I guess, problem with jazz saxophone players and, race mixing and that kind of a deal. I mean, I'm nothing against
it. Well, when you use that term race mixing, it's a very antiquated term, and it sounds like you're a racist.
No, there's not. No. I don't know how you could ever get that from what I've been saying.
Well, all right. Let me go over here to Jeff. Hello, Jeff. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Yes, my question is to the coach. Coach, you said on this, you use the term spades. You've used the term spooks. I frequent jazz clubs, Coach, and I've never heard that term used in any kind of way inside of a jazz club.
Among the musicians, you call a guy a spade. He'll call you a, au fait, that kind of a deal, this is
Coach,
a music...
with all due respect, Coach, maybe that was so in the 60s and the 50s, but, Coach, I'm 42 years old, and I've been frequenting jazz clubs since at least 1988.
Well,
they don't use that terminology. And secondly, Coach, for you to be a leader and leading young men into manhood, your values that you instill in them will be the values that they take later on in life, Coach. And for you to say that we're going into Los Angeles and they have black players, you going to the race mixing, Coach, I'm appalled that a school district would employ you to be around young men and to influence their lives.
No, I'm sorry. What I meant to say, they had a lot of really good black people.
What difference does it make? A football player is a football player. A hockey player is a hockey player. Coach, if in practice, you're cleaning this up on the radio for us, but in practice, Coach, if you tell your players, we're going down into the city and we're going to kick some spades butt, then those players are taken in their mind because they're young and impressionable that's how they're supposed to be looked upon as spades.
No, I've never said that, sir. The only thing I've said in practice to the kids, I said those city boys are quick off the line, and I kind of wink.
Coach,
and they know what I'm talking about.
Oh, come on. Now, so in other words, they're quick off the line. You know what I always say when I hear people say that black people are faster? I always say, what happened to that East German track team that used to kick our ass all the time?
That's right.
And those were all white. Those were all white boys.
And
well,
Coach, for you to keep using
white
race
boys or white women that, took hormones.
No, they're playing.
Yeah,
they're
Coach,
men. They're men, you know.
Coach, for you to keep using and going back to this race mixing, this black, this spade, even the term spook, I wish I knew what school district you worked for and they could hear this radio show. You would not have a job and you would not see your 200th victory. That's all I have to say. Thank you, Phil.
Well, I think that's very cruel. I think the gentleman's being cruel, and I think he's misunderstanding. And if I said anything to offend anybody tonight, Phil...
What am I hearing in the background?
This is some this is a CD that I made with a guy by the name of Bozo Kelly, who was a drummer. And we had a group, and I will tell you this, it was the happiest days of my life. The happiest days of my life. But now I'm coaching football, and so...
Well, look, don't use the term spade, even if you use it in a jazz club or however the hell you say it, because it's an offensive and insulting term.
I recognize that. Let me tell you, Phil, I've got great friends who... I don't have a lot of friends in football. Most of my friends are in jazz.
That's you playing the sax?
Yes, sir, it is.
But that ain't bad. I mean...
Ain't bad. Are you kidding? That's... And they're right there. You hear that? That's a guy by the name of Keith Delaney who died very, very tragically about 3 years ago. He was killed by... They say a member of the underworld. I don't know what happened, but he had been borrowing money, and they found him dead, his neck broken, beat pretty bad with a lamp, the base of a lamp.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Tom, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, I wanted to talk to you about, go back to where you're letting the kids in the dance that they've been drinking.
Yes, sir.
Coach, I don't think you can do that with any of the kids.
No, you're right.
You can't give your players leeway just because they're your players.
No, you don't. You don't. But you don't want to throw them off the team, and you don't want to, you know.
Well, yeah, but see, here's what's the problem. You don't want to throw your players off the team or out of school, but you will throw that kid with the corn sticker on his binder.
Well, I don't think that when we talk about, but look, come November, when I walk off that field for the final time, and the lights go up and it says Dozier Field, how would you feel? Your name is Tom, right?
Yeah.
All right, how would you feel if it's Tom's Field, you know?
That's great, but what does that got to do with you setting the example and not letting those kids come into the dance because they've been drinking? And, you know, there's other, you got two or three different things going on here that don't have anything to do with each other.
This gentleman wanted to make a big point about me. Karen Rustick, who is the mother, is criticizing my quarterback, even though she spends her nights ripping tickets and half it in jazz club, you know.
What she does in a jazz club has nothing to do with what that boy did in the car with her daughter.
Right. And
now,
not letting
if he says he didn't do anything, then it's his word against her word. So he said, she said.
Karen said the girl was not allowed to get out of the car, and you said that was understandable given the fact that she showed her breasts.
Yes, I did.
So you're basically saying that the boy didn't let her out of the car.
I'm saying that she led him to believe that there was a little bit more on the menu than just a lot of small talk about, you know, where are you going to be, where are your folks renting a cabin this summer? See what I'm saying?
Yeah, but in this day and age,
yeah,
when a girl says, I'm done, that's it, it's over. And the boy has to respect that. If anything after that, it's criminal.
Well, Tommy understood that. But he'd had a couple of pops. We had just had a very tough game with Rio Verde.
Yep.
They're nasty players. I guess you don't want me to say they've got a couple of black players, so I won't.
What difference does it make, man?
Yeah.
It doesn't make any difference. But
you're confused. Hey, stick with the guy and the girl in the car. You don't have to bring race into it.
Okay.
Doesn't have nothing to do with what we're talking about right now.
Tommy Vitalini, he had just had a ball game. This kid threw for 332 yards, four touchdowns. Okay. Rio Verde keeps coming back. Why? Because our defense was horrible. Now, finally, our defense kicked it in, stopped them. And I will say this, these kids deserve that. And if they go out and they get a hold of a bottle of their dad's old granddad, or they are...
the kid drinks a whole bottle of scotch, then what?
No excuse. Responsible for your actions, whether you've had anything to drink or not. End of discussion. That's the law.
That's the law, huh?
Yeah.
You know, there was a time, Tom, when the law said this. The law said that if you're Jewish, you had to wear a star. That was the law, too.
Wait a minute. We live in a moral society. We don't live in Nazi Germany. We live in country where we have morality, where we care about children.
Well, I think that's pretty unfair to the Nazis, if you want my honest.
That's too bad. Your kids have got to follow the laws of the country that we live in
sir. I'm going to tell you something. You accuse me of racism.
No, I did not.
Well, one of the guys did.
Gentleman did.
All right. I heard people say that black folks like to eat watermelon, and I think that's wrong. I think it's wrong. I did a song once called Watermelon Man, and here it is.
Your method, when you're losing an argument, you change the subject. We're talking about the guy and the girl in the car, and if he didn't let her out of the car, he broke the law.
Well, big deal. Listen to me blow. Watermelon Man.
Woo!
Hey, Coach, have you been drinking?
You know what? That's for me to know and you to find out.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Don't be bleaching out on me now, sister.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
This is music, Coach Dozier, that you recorded when?
I recorded this, Phil, at Capitol Records, really before I went into football coaching. And I will say that for a lot of reasons, I stopped playing jazz and started coaching because, well, guess what? They promoted somebody ahead of me, a guy by the name of John Coltrane. Great sax player.
Yeah, very great sax player.
But you can hear what I'm doing. Why would he get more better treatment? Well, I'll tell you why. A guy by the name of Martin Luther King. See? So.
Well, I don't know, man. With all due respect, John Coltrane was one of the single most brilliant sax player in history, in my opinion.
Oh, really? You never heard of Charlie Parker, then?
I've heard Charlie Parker. John Coltrane was better.
Ooh, boy, it takes a pair to say that.
Well, you know what? I got to get to some phone calls here. Ray, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Yeah, listen, dude. I've been around in the military. I've been to jazz clubs all over the place, and I've never heard anybody call another jazz player a spook or a spade.
Well, are you a player?
No, I'm
right,
not.
Well, I'm not
but
talking
I've been
about,
around.
I'm talking about being on stage and playing. See, I'm not talking about being some guy in a swabby hat in the front row there, you know, or get another bottle of beer for some,
dude,
you know. I'm talking about being
I actually thought that this was a joke. I can't believe that there's such an ignorant individual as yourself out there handling children's lives.
What do you mean, ignorant?
Ignorant. Ignorant.
Well, but you didn't say that.
But, sir, you're treating children, you're trying to teach children.
You're teaching
you're
children
trying to
that
teach
it's okay.
Children,
to...
and your football players, I'm telling you.
Wait a minute. You know how important football is to American
sir,
society.
Sir, no, you know what? Football is important, but not like you said earlier that America was based on football. America was based on hard work.
Yes, it was.
Not football, dude.
Let me ask you something.
Let me talk.
Doesn't
you
this sound like hard work?
200 games to win, dude, but. Your moral compass is worse than Bill Clinton's. You know, dude, you're pretty screwed up thinking that saying that spades is a normal thing to say.
Well, I don't think it's normal anymore. I said back when I was in jazz clubs. Now I just believe that a young man, sure, my quarterback got out of line, and I will talk. I'll visit him soon. This girl, she's supposed to be running around outside the car, throwing her dress up over her head with no underwear on.
That's not what you said happened, and we have no corroboration that this girl behaved in any way inappropriately. All we know is this kid, Tommy Vettellini, which, by the way, is a great quarterback name.
I think so. I gave him that name. His actual name wasn't Tommy Vettellini, but I said I want him to have a quarterback's name, because I want to tell you right now, this kid's the second coming of Y.A. Tittle.
Y.A. Tittle, that's great.
All right,
you know
how about Joe Montana then?
Joe Montana's better.
How are we getting to football with a girl and a mother playing in a jazz club or working in a jazz club? What does that have to do?
See, there you go. She doesn't play in a jazz club. She tears tickets at the door.
Oh,
see,
and
that
what
shows
does
how
that
close
have
you
to
listen.
Do with her? What
does
that have
to
do
with
a kid not letting
the
girl out of the car?
You heard the music that was just being played, right? What did you think?
Oh, get
dude,
out of here.
So you might be a talented jazz player, but you're an idiot. You really are.
I think it sucks, man.
What does?
This sax playing sucks.
Woo-hoo, boy. You obviously don't know jack squat about music. Listen to that. You know the lips you got to have to blow something like that?
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Taking talk radio to the next level. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Thanks a lot, Coach Dozier, for that marvelous saxophone playing. I just, I think that guy's been drinking that five-hour energy drink. By the way, that's really good. Tom, thank you for that. Tom Danheiser, who is helping to produce the show tonight, five-hour energy drink. And the second feature that they have here, it says, no crash later. Now, that means that they've dealt with speed freaks. No crash later. All right, 1-800-449-8686, the Phil Hendry Show. And coming up later on tonight, we have Art Bell and General Johnson Jameson. Art Bell, actually, General Jameson is trying to get his daughter, Cornelia Jameson, into a singing career because she was in a competition with Jessica Simpson and she got just steamrolled. So we're going to hear what that's all about. And then Frank Gray has got Frank Gray's Hollywood Minute. know, we got some email and some other things to talk about. Really interesting crap in the news. I mean, really, like, psychotic stuff in the news. Like, dig this. They had a emergency, some sort of, well, forget it. After talking to Dozier for an hour and listening to him play jazz and talk about mixing with spades and then saying 23 years of football, man. And that's playing teams in L.A. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Hendry Show.